President Biden puts 8,500 U.S. troops on standby because tensions in Ukraine. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 24th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. In other news, in late trading, Wall Street indexes went positive. The IRS has some news about electronic filing that you need to know about. Something at McDonald's is gone. Did you notice? Ford is cutting off orders for a new vehicle. Which one? We'll tell you all about that. Rent to buy is hot, some say, and we'll tell you about how hot it's becoming. We've got the Wall Street Report, and is the resume a thing of the past? For the interview, you'll hear from John Rail from transportation powerhouse T-Force Worldwide. We're talking supply chain, jobs, age requirements, and more. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we are grateful to be back from our assignment in Kansas City this past week. And no, I did not get to go to the Kansas City Chiefs Buffalo Bills game yesterday. Drat. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You know, there's a new wrinkle when it comes to Ukraine and Russia. Forbes is reporting that up to 8,500 U.S. troops are now under heightened preparedness for a potential deployment to aid Ukraine under orders from President Joe Biden. However, no decision has been made on whether the troops will actually go. The Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. troops would not be authorized to enter Ukraine, but they would be placed nearby and could orchestrate a mass evacuation if the U.S. issues an order for American citizens to leave the country. Well, the bargain hunters were out in force today. Wall Street, that started the day down and continued to be in the red, rebounded in late trading as investors bought on the dip, and what a dip it was. At one point during the session, the Dow was off by more than 1,000 points before making a 1,200-point U-turn. I'll have the closing numbers for you in just a bit. You know, we've already shared with you the best way to file your taxes is online and not paper. If you do file hard copies, expect a longer-than-normal wait to get a refund if one is due you. Paper returns get pushed to the back of the line, so to speak. But if you're filing electronically, the IRS has some new tips, and it has to do with how to verify your return. Best Life is reporting that the IRS is gearing up to make a major change that's going to impact you. In November of last year, the agency announced it was updating how users sign in and verify their identity for certain online services. The IRS will now use ID.me, an identity verification tool for sign-in service, to allow taxpayers to securely access most of the agency's tools in an effort to prevent identity theft. According to the IRS website, the agency has transitioned to the new sign-in and identity verification system for 5 different online applications. Now, this includes accessing your account online, which has information on how much you're owed for your return, your payment history, stimulus check information, payment plan details, and more. You'll also need ID.me to obtain transcripts, apply for payment plans, manage child tax credit payments, and retrieve a IP PIN, which is a number that prevents someone from stealing a tax return using your Social Security or tax ID number. Lots of stuff, right? Well, get ready early is what the IRS is telling us. Tax day, by the way, is April 18 this year, and here is some major big news for you. The new identification recognition system will require a number of different things centered around facial recognition technology. Now, if you've never created an ID.me account with a government agency, you'll have to provide a photo of an identity document like a driver's license, state ID, or passport as part of the identity verification process. But you'll also need to snap a pic. You must have a smartphone or a computer with a webcam to take a selfie in order for the software to match you with your ID document. That is a bunch of stuff to remember. Feel free to rewind and go through all that once again. You know, when you think about it, eating healthy, I mean really eating healthy, doesn't usually include a stop at McDonald's, unless, of course, you were just ordering a salad. Oh, but wait, McDonald's dropped all of its salads during the pandemic. Now, that happened as part of an effort to streamline the company's menu, which made sense during the time when the chain's dining rooms were closed and all orders were delivery or drive-through. But they have not returned to its menu, even though operations have somewhat returned to normal. But now there is the plant-based burger, right? Well, sort of. The Street is reporting that the McPlant burger might very well be a McGimmick. Adding a plant-based burger brings McDonald's some great publicity. The chain, however, has been very careful on how it's rolled out the Beyond Meat sandwich option. It started the test in a handful of stores and plans to bring it to, get this, 600 locations in mid-February. But McDonald's has about 14,000 locations in the U.S., so, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is just a McGimmick. You know, we have reported several times how the Ford Motor Company is upping its production numbers for the new F-150 electric Lightning. Well, we've learned the company is halting reservations on another model, the Ford Maverick, a hybrid affordable pickup that the automaker has rolled out just last year. Wall Street Journal is reporting that Ford told its dealers in a memo that it is suspending customer orders for the Maverick pickup because it is already straining to fill a backlog. According to the report, the company will resume taking orders for the 2023 Maverick sometime this summer. Investors are betting on the rent-to-buy market and big time. Go Banking Rates is reporting that Blackstone, a private equity company, recently poured $6 billion into one of the biggest bets on suburbia in recent history. In July of last year, Blackstone purchased America's largest rent-to-buy company, Home Partners, which owns about 17,000 houses across the country. The rent-to-buy model has been around for years, but with Main Street now putting real money into its financial model, it could shift the consumer real estate market altogether and change the path to home ownership for average Americans. With skyrocketing demand for homes and waning inventory, the rent-to-buy model became very popular during the pandemic. The reason? Massive increases in the valuation of homes that has cut out thousands of buyers, and if they can find another way to make a purchase, odds are, they will. That was a stunning day on Wall Street as the Dow did a 1,200-point U-turn in the closing hours of the session. The same held true for the NASDAQ and S&P 500. MarketWatch is reporting the NASDAQ finished in positive territory, up 0.6% in a whipsaw session after being down by as much as 4.9%. With that turnaround marking the largest comeback to end in positive territory since October 10 of 2008. And the S&P 500 index, which was down by more than 3.9%, finished up by 0.3% to mark the sharpest snapback since October 23 of 2008. The Dow also reversed course, ending the day in positive territory up by 99 points to end the session at 34,364. Whipsaw is the word of the day. And finally, there is this. Why are we still writing resumes? You know, while the pandemic has dramatically altered the way we think about work, one key component has remained staunchly unchanged, and that would be the humble resume. According to the New York Times, the traditional single-page distillations of work history and skills are the standard to apply for a job and get noticed. That even as hiring managers embrace more advanced technology. Why? It's because robots and humans reading your resume both benefit from its simple format, but experts note that traditional resume writing is in the process of being disrupted. But in the meantime, here are four simple tips from the resume experts. Ready? Number one, read the job description thoroughly and then tailor your resume according to the job description. Makes sense, right? Proofread after editing to avoid typos. I mean, there's nothing worse than sending in a resume with misspelled words or don't do that. All right? Use a legible font. Wingdings are not appreciated. Avoid touching too much information. Too much stuff can bog down the process and bore the reader. That's a wrap. But stay with us for an in-depth conversation about the supply chain, trucking, truck drivers, and more with our guest from Minneapolis, Minnesota, John Rail, who is with T-Force Worldwide.